Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. The only people who Donald Trump drives crazier than his enemies are his friends. Now, we like Trump. I appreciate his largely remarkable record of achievements. Do you remember how your 401k used to go up instead of plummeting into the earth? I enjoyed his mean tweets. But then, and maybe he knows something I don't know. I don't know. He does something that is so obviously self-destructive, and moreover, something that has burned him before. And if I had the time to do it, I would grow hair so I could rip it out. I want to shriek like that tubby mutant in the raincoat who got on her knees at Trump's inauguration when it was announced and howled, "No." So I'm going to ask a question. Why the hell does he still insist on talking to Maggie Haberman of the New York Times? She's not his friend. She screws him over all the time. The regime newspaper hates him so much that it went beyond the full Walter Duranty to get him. And yet there he is, giving long, luscious interviews to people who hate him. He did it with Bob Woodward, too. Most people put their hands on a stove once and get burned and never do it again, but not Trump. No. By now, his hand must be figuratively charcoal. And my question becomes, what is with it? Is it a need to be loved by the allegedly prestigious? This has always been, this is where I get back and I ask myself, is this the Achilles heel of Donald Trump? Because I know he looks upon certain things and regards them highly. Based on history, I guess, his history. Now, a great thing about Trump is that he looks upon the establishment and the institutions with a jaundiced eye, and his critique of them is searing. He was the first one to really lay into them, but on the other hand, he is a transitional figure in the new conservative movement. He still maintains a residual respect for those institutions. He thinks a Harvard degree is a prestigious credential, and that a general with a bunch of fruit salad on his chest is therefore impressive. But his blindness to the obvious failures of our institutions and the hacks at their helm, that totally undermined him as a president. In the same vein, he still really believes that coverage in the New York Times means something good, that it is prestigious and that these people are taking him seriously matters. And this means he wants the respect of the poobahs of the establishment, like Maggie Haberman. But he cannot get his mind around the fact that he will never, ever get that. The reality is that Trump was a necessary first step in our movement's evolution, but he was merely a first step. He still wants to be loved and respected and accepted by the enemy, and none of that can ever happen. This yearning is weakness. And boy, do they ever exploit that weakness. And understand that Trump is only partially based, and therefore he is not fully realized in his basedness such that he knows what time it is. He's got the hour. But he needs to know to the minute and the second. And we know it's time to burn the establishment and the institutions down. And we want to burn it all down. But Trump grew up in that world. He made his bones in it. And for him, it's still the paradigm that gives him his identity. He cannot conceive of burning it all down, and therefore he cannot conceive of answering a call from Maggie Haberman with new phone who dis. Why the hell does he even have his mobile number? There are a bunch of conservative journalists who support him who would love to have it. Sometimes it seems like nothing is worse than being Trump's friend, and that nothing pays off better than being his enemy. And once again, you sit back and you say, is this the Achilles heel? The more you think about it. One thing is certain. This is not some 4D chess power move. There's no cunning plan that it's all going to come together down the road. And the shortcoming to Trump is he never learns and he never changes and he just can't. The Trump of yesterday is the Trump of today and will be the Trump of tomorrow with all that implies. And that's not all bad. That's part of what makes him great. We've been subjected to far too many spineless Republican invertebrates who mature and develop and finally earn the approval of the WAPO and then totally betray us. You know why, that Trump will always make the same mistakes, whether it's trying to befriend leftist reporters or utterly failing to consistently make good personal choices, like Jeff Sessions for AG. How could that possibly go wrong? He will also never back down on America First. He's not going to go soft. He's not going to go wobbly. Whether he can fully execute his intent is unclear if he gets a second term. And again, he has that handicap of tending, with key exceptions, to spectacular lapses of judgment and picking people to surround him. But you can never down his intent. It is to implement America First, and do not underestimate the value of that. If you lived through the disaster of Bill and Barack's new bestie, that fake gentleman George W. Bush, you know how tremendous that is and how much credit Trump deserves for his unwavering commitment to it. But you look at yourself in the mirror and you go, damn, so many self-inflicted wounds. He's like a kid who gets bored because he's not getting enough attention and decides to play with matches and then sets the house on fire. We really shouldn't be upset, though, because Trump is Trump, and we can't change that. The sun will still rise in the east, and Brian Stelter will always be a potato, and half the time that Trump is not making us pump our fists in the air like Judd Nelson crossing the football field at the end of the Breakfast Club, he'll making us pound our heads into the wall. We should be so lucky that we would get four more years of him if he can win the inevitable primary with a much more disciplined Ron DeSantis. Right now, the polls say he beats the senile old pervert in the Oval Office, and anyone who writes off Trump is not paying attention. Trump can win it all in 2024. He might even be likely to. But we can dream, and we can hope, and we can engage what is doubtless a flight of fancy that will never come true and hope that just a little bit he might actually learn from his mistakes. And then we wake up. And you realize that it was just a dream. That didn't really happen. He's not going to learn from his mistakes. And that's fine. Because we don't really have any choice with that after all, do we? Trump is a package and you take the annoying with the great. And there's so much great about him. What is great about him is that he loves you. He loves the American people. He wants, and he's colorblind. He's class blind. He doesn't believe in the elites. He doesn't believe that the downtrodden shouldn't have a chance. He'll give them that chance. My only question, could he just stop talking to Maggie freaking Haberman? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
What is the ultimate survival food? If you are a prepper, then you know that the most important storage food is protein. Not just any protein, but a complete protein that supplies all 20 amino acids in their renatured and usable state. Renatured protein will be broken down into the 20 amino acids. These 20 amino acids will support muscle tissue repair, immunity, and the repair and proper functioning of every organ and tissue of your body. Carbohydrates and fats cannot do that. Stored pre-made meals, while convenient, are also already cooked and therefore denatured. The Max Planck Institute states that 50% of the amino acids making up a protein cooked to normal cooking temperatures are destroyed and therefore toxic to the liver, kidneys, and body. For the ultimate in non-denatured and virtually 100% assimilable protein that stores for decades at a time, consider getting Green Meadow Whey. The protein in Green Meadow Whey will support your energy, mood, strength, glutathione production, immunity, repair, and more. To learn more, go to bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Yes, I am congested, and I apologize for that. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolsters.com. Now, you don't want a skunk at the garden party. And you don't want a committed leftist at your anything. And if you had to choose between the two, go with the skunk. Because at least you can wash out the stink with tomato juice. No matter if scrubbing will rid you of the stench, it comes from an activist, progressive Democrat. Interestingly, what interests me the most about them is how much they want to control. Some of the things they want to control that are so meaningless. And they look at it and they say to themselves, well, you know, people are looking at this or people are looking at that, and that's why we have to control it, like Hollywood. It is marinated in the reek of left-wing politics so thoroughly that no matter what evidence points to the contrary, it always reverts back to uber-leftist message movies that nobody wants to see. And then I saw this trailer when it came out in the 80s, and that, what was it, 86, 85, 86, I think. So when it came out in 86, we were all standing outside at the one movie theater on post in West Germany, in Bamberg. Me and the boys and all of us were all together. We wanted to go see Top Gun. We loved the military-esque movies because they were all patriotic back then. And then I saw this trailer for Top Gun Maverick. And oh my goodness. And I mean, you know, you didn't even know the story behind it. You didn't know how they developed a whole new camera system and how all of these people trained so committedly to take this role, and that Tom Cruise is actually a pilot and all this other stuff. But, you know, with the movie, if you've seen it, what was the message of that movie? There wasn't one. There was a story. There was a plot, semi-absurd as it was, familiar characters mixed with new ones, and no preaching about anything whatsoever, and it's made about $1.5 billion worldwide. And it came out finally in May. Committed leftists hated it, and they hate anything even slightly pro-American. But everyone else enjoyed it, because it is what a movie was supposed to be. It was escapism. I don't go to the movie to be reminded of my life. Who would go to a theater to watch 2 hours of footage from their own lives recorded that morning? No one that I know, maybe a rabid narcissist, but a normal person wouldn't do that. So similarly, who would pay to watch 2 hours of something telling you that you suck? That your country is crap, that oppression is everywhere and you can't get ahead. You can watch that every single day on MSNBC for free and choose not to do it. Why would anybody pay for it? They don't and won't, but that fact won't stop Hollywood leftists from pushing it. The agenda uber alles. And with that in mind, they're talking about trying to remake The Wizard of Oz. Now, they did that with The Wiz, but that was an all-black cast. Diana Ross, Michael Jackson, a lot of people. I believe Nipsey Russell was in it. There was a lot of people in that, a lot of icons of comedy when they're in that. And they were all black, but, you know, that didn't matter to me. Now, that all-black cast, that wasn't inclusive enough to be all-black. So now you have the LGBTQRSTUVWXYZ alphabet mafia. They're now in charge, and they want some representation. Now, first off, it seems like every third character in movies or on TV is gay, which is way higher than the general population, but who cares? The movie Bros is out. Critics love it. I have no intention of ever watching because I don't care. And make whatever you want. Just don't fool yourself about it being needed or important. And admit it. Admit that you're in it for the payday. The writer and would-be director of the new Wizard of Oz, and I'll explain the would-be part, is a guy called Kenya Barris, who created Blackish. He told Variety, the original was an allegory and a reflection of the way the world was at the time with things like the Great Depression and the Dust Bowl. Now we're going to turn a mirror on where we are at right now and take disparate characters from the LGBTQ community, from different cultural communities and socioeconomic communities, and tell a story that reflects the world. I think this is the best time to do that. And the problem with that is that's not remotely true. The movie was based on the book and fairly faithful to it, which was published in 1900. decades before the Great Depression and Dust Bowl. And more importantly, nothing about the story is about representation. It's a fantasy. Now, the left goes absolutely crazy when, say, a straight, normal actress is cast to play a trans person. So much so that they canceled movies over this. Leftists even got upset when a white guy was cast to play Iron Fist because the character is a kung fu master. Never mind the fact that Daniel Rand, in the comic book from Marvel, was a white guy who learned kung fu in the Kunlun Mountains. I read the original comic when it was new. They're just ready to be crybabies and get justice credits with their friends over it. Meanwhile, when there's accurate representation of the alphabet mafia in popular culture, those very same people demanding it demand it not be done accurately. Jeffrey Dahmer was a murderous cannibal. He was also gay. His victims were gay men. He lured them into his apartment with promises of sex. A new Netflix series accurately portrays those facts. The LGBTQ crew was not happy about that and demanded Netflix remove the LGBTQ tag from it, and Netflix naturally complied. Representation on their terms only, and in the way they demand it. Reality rewritten before your very eyes, and the people who claim the mantle of truth tellers for themselves don't even miss a beat or bat an eye. And there's a high probability it will never be made that someone in the decision chain will realize how stupid it is. And even Barris acknowledges this when he said, "I'm nervous. Hopefully my movie can last as long as the original does, and hopefully my movie comes out." He'll get paid either way just for writing it, I guess a few million. And while the idea is stupid to me, anyone with a brain, I actually hope they make the movie, and I hope it flops. Not because I expect these elitist leftists to learn anything from it and start making good movies that entertain us again, but because I'm pretty sure they won't, and I want them to take as much financial hits as possible in the hope that a few studios go bankrupt. If they ever stand a chance of learning, the only way, you can't hit them in the brain. You've got to hit them in the wallet. And then they'll understand. Then they get it. In the meantime, Daniel Rand was a white guy. He learned kung fu in the Kunlun Mountains. Anybody who disputes that, they're just plain, that's just ignorance. I read it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Private companies are beating expectations with the number of jobs they added in September. Payroll processing firm ADP says 208,000 jobs were added last month. Gains in trade, transportation, and utilities helped offset losses in sectors like manufacturing. The latest jobs report from the federal government comes out Friday. Mortgage applications are on the decline as rates remain high. The Mortgage Bankers Association saying they fell by just over 14% last week due to stubbornly high rates and Hurricane Ian hitting Florida and other states. A new Reuters Ipsos poll says 40% of Americans approve of the job President Biden is doing. Biden's approval ratings had previously dipped into the mid-30s. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. The massive news coverage of DeSantis' political stunt, as they say, of sending 50 illegal aliens to Martha's Vineyard reminds me of the media's political stunt of referring to illegals as legal asylum seekers. Because, number one, they broke into the country. They're illegal aliens. Number two, all asylum claims are frauds. Every single one of them. Asylum is nothing more but a conveyor belt to bring the worst people on earth to our shores. You say you turned your own country into a hellhole? Fantastic. Come right on into ours. No one gets asylum from a well-run country. Why would we want to admit people who have demonstrated the wisdom, foresight, and diligence to produce a functioning society? Rewards await only those who participated in the creation of complete disaster zones. Just think of what these great thinkers could do for our country. Like the Venezuelan illegal aliens who DeSantis sent to Martha's Vineyard. Biden's press secretary and human Cupid doll, Corinne Jean-Pierre, repeatedly referred to the briefly loved illegals as people who are fleeing communism, who are fleeing hardship, desperate people, people who are trying to come here because they're fleeing communism themselves. Now, how did Venezuela become communist again? I thought that was the socialist ideal. Now, as the Martha's Vineyard Times explained, once the illegals were safely expelled and the island fumigated, Venezuela's humanitarian crisis resulted from that country's complicated political and socioeconomic history. Actually, it's not that complicated. Poor people in Venezuela, poor uneducated people in Venezuela voted for it. And boy, did they vote for it. The ridiculous peasant Hugo Chavez promised Venezuela's poor that he would take vengeance on the rich, the squalid ones, and give their stuff to the poor. And millions of poor people responded, yes. Beginning in 1998 and five times after that, the poor came out in droves to support this clown. Fist pumping, dancing in the streets, red shirts as far as the eye could see. And as the New York Times described it, to the adoring impoverished masses who catapulted him to power, Hugo Chavez Frias is El Comandante, their protector and benefactor, the bold leader who will wipe out 40 years of inequality and corruption and redirect this country's enormous oil wealth to better their lives. And he basically promised to deliver the Ta-Nehisi Coates equity agenda that's so popular with the Democratic Party right now. The poor believe the rich were rich because they'd stolen from the poor. Stolen what from the poor? That's always the question I want to know. What did you take, if you're poor, right? If you're poor, the implication is you don't have nothing, right? So how do you steal all of this stuff that these people have from you, the poor, when you never had it in the first place? How does that work? But anyway, it was sort of a 1619 project for Venezuela. And he's promised that Chavez proceeded to seize private businesses. Farms, by 2011, he'd expropriated 6 million acres of farmland and golf resorts, telling poor people to move on to the club greens. Did anybody want asylum? Yep. Yet? Nope. Between 1998 and his death in 2013, whereupon he was promptly replaced with his hand-picked successor, President Nicolas Maduro, Venezuela's poor voted for him over and over and over again. In 1998, 80% public approval rating his first year in office. In 2000, winning 60% of the vote. In 2004, 59% against recalling him. 2006, winning 63% of the vote. In 2009, 54% voted to make him president for life. And finally, in 2012, winning 55% of the vote. The public in Venezuela was polled over and over and over again, and they returned the same resounding answer. Well, segue to 2022. They're not fist pumping anymore. Instead, they're the Venezuelan poor, claiming they deserve to access America's generous welfare state. 20 years of Chavez's diversity, inclusion, and equity produced this. A country whose economy has collapsed, malnutrition and disease are soaring, and millions have emigrated to escape the grind of finding enough to eat, of living without reliable electricity or tap water, according to Bloomberg News. That was in 2019. Venezuela is sitting on one of the largest oil reserves in the world, and the communists still can't get it to work. Which is, you know, who couldn't have seen that one coming? Well, I guess anyone with two functioning brain cells. There were little hints like Chavez promising his very first year in office to follow the path of Fidel and describing Cuba as a sea of happiness, social justice, and true peace. Millions of Venezuela's poor thought that just sounded just peachy, and the rest did nothing. They act as if this 100% predictable catastrophe was a natural disaster from which they bear no responsibility. I can't wait for them to join us here. They've shown such solid judgment. And now their own choices have wrecked their country, and they're demanding free admission into ours. And unless they're professional baseball players, I'm not seeing what's in it for us. And in the Kewpie Dolls press conference proclaiming that these innocent little lambs deserve better than, you know, they deserve better than being sent to a fabulous beach resort, she cheerfully listed the great heaping portions of welfare being ladled out to Hispanics. She said, our administration has delivered billions of dollars in loans to Hispanic small businesses, expanded the child tax credit to provide help to millions of families and reduce Hispanic child poverty by more than 40%, expanded access to quality health care to thousands of Latino families, and thanks to President Biden's student loan debt relief program, almost half Latino students with federal loans will see their debts forgiven. The Democratic Party is cribbing Chavez's lines, and it will work because the same people who fell for it last time there will be voting for it here if they get half a chance. And to be sure the Venezuelan asylum seekers aren't any worse than other members of that illustrious group, if and when they're granted asylum, these poor decision makers will join Tamerlan and Doscar Sarnay of the Boston Marathon bombers. Sometimes they're persecuted for a reason. Ibrahim Todashev, who along with Tamerlan, slit the throats of three Jewish men in Boston. Beatrice Munyanyezi, a genocidal Rwandan who won asylum by lying about being a victim of the genocide rather than a perpetrator. And these are just a few of our standout asylum grantees. And to be fair, the illegal Venezuelans haven't killed anybody yet, as far as I know. They're more like a homeless guy who just shows up on your doorstep after a lifetime of bad choices and demands that you give him your house. and maybe, just maybe, just this once, we should defer to the wisdom of our moral betters on Martha's Vineyard and tell the Venezuelans that we love you. Now get the hell out. We have to take, illegal immigration short circuits the process by which we get to pick who comes in and stays. And the Democrats know that. And so they want the ones that will listen to the promises that they make as they channel their inner Chavez. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Time on the firing line from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. If good fences make good neighbors, then surely well-armed citizens make for good manners. Just as respect for another's privacy and personal boundaries paradoxically creates common bonds, the expectation that those around us are capable of standing up for themselves or defending their own lives if necessary establishes an equality among strangers, otherwise possessing vastly different natural strengths. The woke victimhood cult dedicated to confiscating guns steadily ignores that point. Woke culture, such as it is, may be the most parasitic, selfish, and unimpressive shared creed to clog so many human minds. It offers nothing original or enlightening, artistic or inspiring, but rather picks at the ordinary sores of Western civilization's profound accomplishments, preaching grievance and spreading acrimony, tunneling through society's rot much the same way dung beetles feed and breed in chambers of filth. Since morals and customs and proper etiquette have been jettisoned so that woke scolds may scream and bellyache to the world, these mental gnats believe that good manners are archaic social chains from another era, or worse, proof that a racist patriarchal system of behaviors exists to keep women and minorities under perpetual control. When nothing could be farther from the truth. For as good manners do reflect an accumulation of customs that allow human society to separate itself from mere beasts, they have always also served a basic need to demonstrate to absolute strangers when a person means them no harm. Just as with good fences, good manners provide humans with an unspoken language capable of communicating both mutual respect and desired peace. Well-armed men tend to behave deliberately and courteously towards one another because they act brashly and contemptuously can lead to violence or even death. There are many reasons we shake hands or cross on certain sides of the street or doff our caps or nod our heads, but underlying most of these reasons is a keen understanding that doing so communicates peaceful intent. Manners, far from the baroque trifle that the woke deride, are safety mechanisms against violence. For anyone in doubt of that truth, consider that violent gang members may prey viciously on civilian victims, but they interact with one another according to elaborate rules connotating respect. From prison life to mafia weddings, perceived insult can turn deadly. And when those who are willing to use force are put in the same space, good manners flourish as a failsafe. Now, in my estimation, we're all safer when as many American civilians are, as possible are armed. It's been said that gun rights are women's rights to a certain extent. I hardly agree with that. Although the great Marxist deceivers preach an end to biological sex and often recklessly prod women to engage in dangerous behaviors and walking alone at night, traveling the world solo, bar hopping without group protection, in a misguided effort to prove they can do anything men can do, most women are no match for men twice their weight. However, when they learn how to handle a gun, they are a far greater force for equality between the sexes than the pink hat brigade of whiny screechers could ever be. No woman on the frontier protecting the family's homestead was complete without her rifle, and no woman living in today's increasingly lawless society is complete without the means and capacity to put down quickly any potential attacker, no matter the aggressor's size. So in that vein, gun rights are women's rights, but they're also human rights. For men, right, we have this window from, say, 20, 24 to 40-something where physically we are at the height of our power. And some will go beyond that. Some exceptional people will go beyond that. But for most of us, we begin the decline, you know, in the upper 40s. You start to feel those knees in the 50s. Then you hit your 60s and you're looking back and everything's happening in the blink of an eye. And all of a sudden you realize that you can't make a fist and you have trouble walking up the stairs and you can't run. And your back hurts every time you stand up and walk around. That once body proud guy has been humbled. So no person, regardless of sex, size, color, nationality, or any other phenotypic reality, should ever be forced into a position where self-defense is not an option. Any person walking down the street should be in near total control over whether they walk, whether that particular walk will be their last. Police forces, no matter how vigilant or dedicated, do not supplant your sacred duty to fight back when pressed. As James Yeager said, your preparation to be in the fight is up to you. Life, liberty, and ownership over the fruits of one's labor. These are fundamental human rights that no government can legitimately deny. When governments do that, when they fail in their chief obligation to the citizenry and betray their only purpose for existing, then it becomes imperative for the citizenry to take actions as to ensure the continued protection and preservation of life, liberty, and property in their government's stead. Armed citizens promote good manners not only among citizens, but also between citizens and their government. And only armed citizens may rectify the harms caused from government's abject failure, delinquency, or outright hostile intent. In the United States today, a person is never less safe than when they're visiting the lawless gun-free zones of Democrat-controlled city-states and ever more secure than when traveling through regions of the country where the culture of gun ownership is sacrosanct. Owning a weapon and knowing how to use it responsibly mean that you have accepted total stewardship over God's tremendous gift of life. What he gave you generously, you will not abandon out of timidity or fear. Rather, you will defend it courageously to the last breath. And it is a recognition that you comprehend how precious and priceless all life is, and why life and liberty are worth every ounce of the fight. And just as self-reliance prepares one to save others in distress, competent self-defense prepares you to save lives otherwise lost. And if you ever needed a fresh lesson as to why how critical it is to own weapons, the war in Ukraine provides only the latest example. The United States and everybody else have poured tens of billions of dollars worth of military equipment, mobile weapons, platforms, small arms, and bullets of all calibers into Ukraine, so that civilians can take up arms against their Russian invaders. Nobody sent environmentally friendly, biodegradable green hopes and dreams when the wolves came knocking at your door. Only tactical force and firepower is going to work. Our grandparents knew this, and if Americans desire an enduring nation, their grandchildren must relearn this truth again and quickly. The Ukraine war has been going on for 8 months, and every single day it persists, it furnishes a vivid reminder why nations are most secure when their people are securely armed. And the war in Ukraine and China's potential invasion of Taiwan and the dozens of hot war zones extant around the globe today are all critical lessons for those who remain queasy around guns. And let the unanswered cries of murdered unarmed victims and future victims stand as a testament to the enduring truth that civilian disarmament leads to loss of life, land, and fragile rights. There's a reason the Second Amendment was added to the top of the Bill of Rights, because disarming civilians of their weapons is the first step toward tyranny. It is why no slave from ancient times to modern Africa and the Middle East is permitted to own a weapon. It's why the murderous totalitarians of the last 100 years all seized civilian firearms upon coming to power. It's why the leftist collaborators who crave government control at the expense of your rights so vocally attack gun rights in Canada, throughout Europe, across Australia, New Zealand, and in the blue hell holes here in the United States. Think of the Second Amendment as the Founding Fathers' general reminder for future American governments to maintain good manners. Good manners between governments and citizens are just, you know, I mean, after it's all said and done, they're just beneficial mores ensuring that we all remain friends. The old saying is still true today. An armed society is a polite society. The Democrats, they're just not interested in good manners, I guess. All right. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to chamberscustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.